Good Tuesday. Today is January the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. What's that time of year for the private pesticide applicator recertification and fertilizer applicator certification trainings and recertifications? We're going to talk about some of the local opportunities that exist and how to register. Also, some additional scholarship opportunities we want to share. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Tuesday talking again about some educational opportunities that are coming up. This time of year is a big time for winter meetings and pesticide and fertilizer recertification for private applicators, as well as an opportunity for new fertilizer applicator certification training is coming up here in Northwest Ohio. The first of the events actually is going to be taking place next week on January the 13th in Putnam County at the fairgrounds. That will be their fertilizer and pesticide recertification. It starts at 8 in the morning and runs till noon. The fertilizer recertification is first from 8 until 9. After that, they'll be covering the core pesticide recertification areas as well as categories 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you'd like more information, you can contact Beth Schekelhoff at the Putnam County Extension Office. We mentioned yesterday the Northwest Ohio Corn Soybean Day that will be taking place, and a part of that will have fertilizer recertification. If you registered for that program or a sign up at that day. Fertilizer recertification goes from 9 till 10 in the morning, and then throughout the course of the day with the programming they have, you'll also be able to get your core pesticide recertification as well as categories 1, 2, and 6. Now, coming up a little bit later in the month on January 21st, there will be a fertilizer and pesticide recertification over in Findlay, Ohio from 9 to 1 at First Presbyterian Church, fertilizer recertification from 9 to 10, and the private pesticide recertification after that. Here in Paulding County, January 23rd is the day to put on your calendar from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Extension Office there at the fairgrounds. Fertilizer recertification takes place from 8:30 to 9:30, and then after that, the core category as well as categories 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 will be covered. If you've got questions, contact Sarah Noggle, 419-399-8225. Now, there are a number of other recertifications that will take place in February. We'll cover those closer to the time, but we do want to mention a first-time fertilizer applicator certification training. If you do not already have a certificate, this would be for you. It's a 3-hour certification class required if you apply fertilizer, that includes manure, to more than 50 acres used for agricultural production. Now, if you do not currently have a fertilizer endorsement from the ODA, then again, this is the class for you. It's going to be held up in Fulton County. You can go to their website, go.osu.edu/FultonFact25. That's F-A-C-T-25, and get registered there. Now, all these programs do have registration fees associated with them, and you will cover that at that time. But just a reminder, for your pesticide applicator license renewal, that is through the Ohio Department of Agriculture, and there's a $30 fee for that. You need to send that directly to the Ohio Department of Agriculture with the renewal application. That should come in the mail to you typically, so you can take care of that. But again, that doesn't cover the cost of the recertification courses, just that actual payment or renewal going on to ODA. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, another educational opportunity we want to make mention of is the 2025 Agriculture Outlook meeting that's going to be taking place in Defiance County. That held Tuesday, January the 21st from 5:30 to 8:30 in the evening at the Jewell Community Center. And to register for this, they are actually asking for that pre-registration by the end of the week, $10 per person. Go to the website, go.osu.edu/25DefianceOutlook. Good program, starting at 5:30 with dinner, followed by the Economic View from the Farm Gate with Barry Ward. He is the Production Business Management Leader down at Ohio State. Also, energy in 2025, what trends are emerging with Dr. Brent Sorgen, and then a look back at results from the Ohio Farm Business Analysis Program with Clint Schrader. He's the program manager of the Ohio Farm Business Analysis Program. So great information provided there. Again, very local at the Jewell Community Center, easy to get to. We also want to make mention, again, a reminder for those college or high school students looking to apply for scholarships, some opportunities with the deadline fast approaching. The Ohio Soybean Council and Ohio Soybean Association are both offering college scholarships. If you're an undergraduate or graduate student, the Ohio Soybean Council has $47,000 worth of scholarships they award annually. Visit soyohio.org/scholarship. Also, the Ohio Soybean Association has $2,000 in scholarships they will award. Now, these go to either children or grandchildren or student members of the Ohio Soybean Association. To complete those, you can go to soyohio.org/OSA scholarship. Again, application deadlines January the 10th. The Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association invests $15,000 in the future of our industry by supporting the next generation. The scholarship program encourages students in trade schools, colleges, and universities to pursue certificates or degrees in one of many academic fields that support the future of corn and small grains industries, including agriculture, business, communications, economics, education, policy, science, and technology. The scholarship winners will be recognized at the Celebration of Ohio Corn and Wheat event that takes place on February 4th. To apply, visit ohiocornandwheat.org/resources/scholarships. Well, that's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.